We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, guys, all in favor to help Judy get revenge on her husband, Garrett, say aye.
Aye.
Good morning, Judy.
Hi, good morning.
How are you?
I'm a little nervous, but also excited.
Don't be nervous. We don't bite unless you request it. So, listen.
What?
We heard your husband was kind of a jerk.
Yes, he was the worst. My sister's baby shower was last weekend. You know, she's been hoping and wishing for a baby boy, like, since she's already had two girls.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to get the whole party set up. I had to get a pinata that would be filled with either blue or pink candies, depending on the gender. That was the whole idea. That's what the whole party led up to, is that moment.
Okay.
And I needed to delegate because I was so busy.
Mm-hmm.
And so I gave the responsibility to Garrett, my husband. Seemed like he was handling it. But cut to the party happening, and all the kids get together, knock down the pinata. And what comes out of the pinata? Green candy.
Wait, is he colorblind or?
No, he thought it would be funny to do something gender neutral so no one would know.
Oh my God.
Wait. Did anybody at the party actually know what the sex of the baby was? Or was this like the big moment for even like your sister?
No, she didn't know. It wasn't until she went for ultrasound the next day that she found out she was having another freaking girl.
She's having another girl.
Another girl. You believe that?
So, wait a minute. So, did anybody know what the gender of the baby was? And did everyone in the...
Yeah.
Okay. Who knew?
You.
Oh, your husband did know?
Yeah.
So, why don't you guys just ask him what the baby really was?
He's like, oh, it's a green baby. And he's sitting there laughing. And he wouldn't give it up. He just would not give it up.
So, you're at the party. He puts the green candies in there, and everyone's like, what the hell? He's just laughing. Everyone's staring at him. He tells you it's a joke, but he won't tell you if it's a boy or girl.
No, he would not give it up. Everyone was, like, harassing him, and he just sat there laughing, and he's like, oh, I guess you're having a green baby. It was so embarrassing. It ruined the entire party. Like, my whole family got really pissed. First of all, he doesn't like my sister. They've always been at odds. You don't play around with this kind of thing. He still hasn't apologized. He still thinks it's funny, and I really feel like he was trying to get at her, and it just completely ruined.
That's awkward. I know you're not supposed to be like buzzed at a baby shower, or at least definitely at the pregnant woman, but that has to be the ultimate buzzkill. If everything's leading up to this big reveal and it's just some random color. Oh god.
So when the hell did you find out what she was having?
The next day when she went for her ultrasound.
She had to go to the doctors to find out what she was having?
Yeah.
When your man already knew what she was having?
Yeah.
That is wild.
Damn, he really hates yourself.
I have never feuded with somebody that hard. Wow.
Yeah, he was a jerk.
When was this?
This is a week ago.
A week ago. Have you and him talked since?
I didn't talk to him for a couple days. Since then, I've just had to let it go because he still thinks it's hilarious.
See, I think it's a funny prank, but I think after 10 minutes of laughing and stuff, you got to tell everybody at the baby shower. Just kidding. Or the baby, the gender release party, what the baby was. Wow, that's crazy. All right, well, let's get him back. What's your husband's name again?
Garrett.
Let's call Garrett up. What we're going to do is we're going to put, 200 seconds on our show clock to get you to convince him to baby talking to you live on the radio, Miss Judy. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Are you familiar with cupcake calls? You know how they work, right?
Yeah.
All right. So what we want you to do is text your sister, first and foremost.
Yeah.
Text all your family, second, and then have them all listen to Live 115 so they can hear your husband embarrass himself to get him back, okay?
Okay.
Sound good?
Yep.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is a well-deserved cupcake call. That's up next with your morning mess.
Uh-huh. It's time for cupcake calls with the morning mess.
You're my honey bun sugar plum, pumpy, yummy.
With the cupcake call. So we talked to Judy, the worst gender reveal party ever. She was in charge to, help out with the party.
I mean, this was for your sister, right? And so this is obviously already have a special place in your heart. But you have a husband, and I guess your husband and your sister have a weird relationship?
Oh, yeah. They are always fighting. I mean, my sister can be a little bit of a brat, but my husband took it too far this time. He just did not need to get her back in this way.
So you had your husband be the only one to know what she was having.
Yeah.
So he had the envelope. He was supposed to stuff the piñata with either pink or blue candies. He decided to put green candies in the piñata when it was broken.
Yeah, exactly.
This is kind of like the ultimate revenge. And he wouldn't tell you guys what she was having.
No.
That's like a gender reveal party gone wrong. That's like having a birthday party and everyone's standing around. Whose birthday is it? I don't know. It's a birthday party.
No.
It's nobody's birthday. We're just celebrating. Okay, well, this is what we're going to do. We're going to put 200 seconds on our show clock for you to convince your husband to baby talking to you live on the radio, okay?
Okay.
Did you text all the family, especially your sister?
Yes, I texted everyone. They're all tuned in. It's so funny.
Perfect. All right, let's give him a call.
Hello?
Hey, babe, it's me.
Oh, hey, what's up, babe?
Well, I just wanted to give you a call because I, I'm still upset about last week.
I can't believe you're still upset. It was a joke.
Well, it wasn't funny. Everyone was serious. They wanted to know what was going on, and you just kept laughing. I'm just worried you're not going to be a good uncle, and I need...
I'm going to be a perfectly fine uncle, no matter what the sex is, by the way. You know, am I the only one not obsessed with this?
Yes, you are. You're the only one. It was a gender reveal party. You know, it makes me scared that you don't take being a father and an uncle seriously. That's really scary. My sister's baby's coming very soon, and I need to know how you're going to talk to this sweet little girl.
How I'm going to talk to the baby?
Yeah.
The same way everyone talks to babies, I guess?
Like how?
Ooh, gaga.
No, that's horrible, Garrett. How would you talk to a baby if it was our baby?
Oh, I'm sorry, Judy. Is Judy mad at me? Does mommy need daddy home from work? Can you play hooky?
Is that
what mommy wants? Could pretend daddy has the sniffles and daddy could go home and see mommy?
And then daddy can go Elvis that pelvis with mommy?
Oh, God.
Hello?
Hello, Garrett. Hey, man. Oh, we got to let you know that you're actually live on the radio right now, Garrett.
What?
Yeah, you're on with the Morning Mess, and you've been Cupcake Call.
I find it brave that you played with a pregnant woman's emotions like that.
I got you, babe.
This is totally not right.
Yeah, this is totally not right.
We got the same as green candy.
How is this comparable to green candy? Are you kidding me?
Why do you hate her sister?
Ridiculous.
Garrett, why do you hate her sister? Garrett?
I don't hate her.
Did you try to sleep with her sister back in the days and she turned you down, Johnny. Garrett?
I did.
You tried to sleep with her sister.
Oh, my gosh. Don't make problems bigger, Joey.
I think in 2018, a gender reveal party is like...
I think you tried to beat her with a piñata back in the days and she said no, Garrett. Garrett?
Oh, my God. Garrett, everyone heard that. Like,
yeah, they did.
The whole family.
All right.
Your brothers.
I don't want to hear about the freaking piñata ever again. this is done then, right? Aww. We're done? We're done with this?
Oh,
are you talking about the marriage or are you just talking about this call?
Oh, my God.
Garrett?
Okay.
Garrett?
Yes.
Hey, Garrett, question for you.
Yes?
Is her sister's baby yours? Garrett?
Joey?
Oh,
Joey, okay, that's enough. That's enough.
That's not even funny. Come on.
Cupcake Calls.
This is really awkward.
Every weekday morning with the Morning Mess on Live 101.5.
I love you, baby.
All right, I had to ask the question.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.